Today, Northern Ireland's two main Protestant and Catholic leaders put aside decades of hostility to hold a historic first meeting in Belfast. Their parties agreed to start sharing power in Northern Ireland. The British government will retain sovereignty over the province, but starting in May, Northern Ireland's day-to-day affairs will be run by a government drawn from both communities. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Like Richard Nixon going to China, it took the hardest-line politician to make the breakthrough. Television pictures today showed the previously unthinkable sight of the staunchly Protestant, staunchly British 80-year-old Reverend Ian Paisley of the Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP, sitting down beside Gerry Adams, the leader of Sinn Féin, the political wing of the Irish Republican Army, or IRA. Paisley spoke first.
After a long and difficult time in our province, I believe that enormous opportunities lie ahead. We must not allow our justified loathing of the horrors and tragedies of the past to become a barrier to creating a better and more stable future for our children.
Today's agreement restores an elected assembly to Northern Ireland with guarantees against its domination by either community. All of the province's major political parties will contribute members to a power-sharing executive which will manage day-to-day affairs. Ian Paisley is expected to become First Minister, with Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin as his deputy. The Assembly was first set up under the Good Friday Peace Agreement of 1998, but was then suspended in 2002 amid continued political rancour. Ian Paisley had never taken part in any form of power sharing until the IRA's pledge to disarm in 2005, and Sinn Féin's recent decision to support the Northern Ireland Police Force cleared the way for today's historic meeting. Sinn Féin's Gerry Adams was upbeat.
I want to begin my remarks by welcoming the statement by Ian Paisley. I believe the agreement reached between Sinn Féin and the DUP marks the beginning of a new era of politics on this island.
Irish leader Bertie Ahern and British Prime Minister Tony Blair have both exerted huge pressure on the two parties to today's meeting. Blair welcomed the agreement today just months before he steps down as Prime Minister.
This is a very important day for the people of Northern Ireland, but also for the people and the history of these islands. And in a sense, everything we've done over the last 10 years has been a preparation for this moment.
Many in Northern Ireland itself expressed both amazement and joy at the agreement. Father Aidan Troy is the head of the governing board of a Catholic school in a largely Protestant area of Belfast that's been a focus of tensions between the two communities.
I mean, it's almost palpable. I've just come in from the streets. It's almost palpable on the streets today. It's almost like a collective sense of relief. If you'd asked me at 9 this morning, I don't think I could have said that I would have ever seen Gerry Adams and Ian Paisley at a corner of the table together speaking in the one room. And I think we have to be grateful to God that we've got this far.
Commentators have been quick to point out that managing the daily conflicts of power sharing will not be easy, despite today's optimism. And the divergent long-term aims of the two sides have been glossed over. Sinn Féin wants Northern Ireland to become part of a united Ireland. Democratic Unionists swear that will never happen. But today everyone was just relishing a shift in attitudes that brings more optimism to Northern Ireland than it has had in a very long time. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.